Yeah. Yeah.
Are you gonna spit something?
Shout out, Mike. All those like noises that you make before you start rapping. Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen. Listen.
Check.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen.
I think it's a mental thing, a way to hype.
I think you're also like the voice as an instrument. You're kind of like, you're actually checking it. You're uh-huh. Oh yeah, that's what it sounds like on the beat, and then sure. There's the tempo, and you're sort of practicing against that BPM just uh-huh. before you actually
a bit of a warm up
deliver the. It's like sometimes you'll hear like a band or something preparing to play, and there'll be some sort of little loose riff portion,
yeah.
and then boom, straight into the thing. It's like a tuning process.
Yeah.
What is today? Is today? Today is Monday.
It is, yeah.
Today is Monday. And you know what? You are just flying on a Monday.
I'm usually pretty good on a Monday.
Me? I'm like,
you're frazzled.
I just can't even. Well, at least this Monday, I can't grab hold of it. But you, when you snuck up on me over there, the degree.
I poked you?
When you snuck up on me at the supermarket.
Uh huh. Yeah, you don't see me there often.
But I'm just saying the level of. Calm confidence that you had going on, like the degree to which you were put together at that hour.
Yeah.
I could tell you were put together today.
Yeah. Usually a lot of sleep and a good breakfast.
Yes. I don't know. Help. That's what I was feeling from you. That was what you were putting out. Mm-hmm. I was scrambling. And then you came along and you're like, hey.
Yeah.
Like, hey, what do you think? And I was like,
what do you think?
I was like, whoa, this guy is.
We talked about drinks.
This guy is just surfing right now. He's kind of surfing the wave right now. And I was like, man, I was a bit jealous, to be honest.
Yeah.
To be completely honest, I was a bit jealous.
Yeah, just a little bit of coffee and I'm good. Just chill.
I was like, maybe I gotta try to catch whatever wave this guy's on.
Yeah, I definitely don't want to be like a YouTube video, just like shouting at you in the morning.
Imagine.
I would never.
You grab That's me by the collar. Oh.
Like a YouTube short.
You grab me by the collar. Yeah. So what did you end up with? Some sort of rap? Some sort of breakfast rap?
Yeah.
That's what you ended up with? Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
Were you satisfied?
Too much egg.
Too much?
A little too much.
The ratio.
Yeah.
What did
Not
you...
Not enough ham.
Hey, man.
Needs more pepper.
Oh, man.
But
pepper,
it was good.
Ham.
It was hearty.
Wrap. Pepper, ham, wrap ratio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, you got a bunch of stuff. Is it, what do we got? Elon Fest again? Is it any more Elon Fest? Are we done with
Not
Elon?
Not a lot of Elon.
Are we done with Elon for a bit on thumbnails and titles?
He might be coming back.
Yeah, he's like a, he's in your feed, Will. You're not avoiding him.
Yeah, a lot of AI talk, as usual.
Sorry, I got stuff going on, man. I gotta apologize, dude. I don't know if
not
you
to me to the audience, not to me,
not
I'm
to
good.
Why?
I'm good. What? I mean,
can't I apologize to everybody?
Sure, yeah, I'll accept it.
Okay, good.
You don't need.
I want to apologize to everybody. I have crazy stuff going on right now, and it's like it's very hard to focus at the moment. But not hard to focus, but like it's just
it's personal.
It's just stuff. it's gonna be distributed. The bandwidth is distributed. I'm just warning everybody right now. The bandwidth is distributed.
Okay.
On this episode, but I'm gonna zero in.
Okay, I'm glad.
I'm zeroing in. I'm fixing the sights. I'm calibrating the crosshairs.
Is Monday usually a frazzled day for you?
No, you know what?
Have intense weekends.
I was just thinking, this is a special scenario. I'm not this scattered to begin with on any day for that matter.
But you came in early too.
Maybe this hibiscus cold brew herbal tea is going to.
Oh, okay.
That might line me up.
Wow, it's got tea and. Is it coffee? It's not coffee, right?
No. The shelf above was the coffees. The shelf below was the teas.
Oh, gotcha.
No, I already had two coffees. I was like, I think I should go for a tea as well. Huh. But these are good, man. These are pretty good.
Oh, sweet?
No, not too much. Only 6 grams of sugar.
Okay.
So it's like, it's just a subtle little herb infusion, lemon juice, hibiscus, apricot puree, peach juice, and the sugar is actually maple syrup.
Oh, okay. Nice.
So it's kind of a, I mean, I kind of like what they're doing. And actually, when they describe it, they say chill vibes only is what the lettering says there. Mm. I don't know if you buy that or not.
I don't buy it.
You don't buy it, right?
Yeah. It's a little too much fun.
Right. Yeah, get serious.
Yeah.
Here. It's not just chill vibes. Like, yeah, chill vibes sometimes. Not only. Yeah,
sometimes.
Not only. Sometimes I'm not. Yeah.
Does that help you? That drink? Does it work? Chill vibes?
I like this. Bueno Kitty says, yeah, Lou is definitely off his game. Not enough random noises and loud outbursts. You're correct. That's right. It's how you know.
Yeah. Just breathe. We're all gonna get through this.
I got a I had a nice Asahi the other day. I was over at the ramen place over there.
The ramen place, okay.
They upgraded
it. They upgraded it. They've got a new menu.
And delicious. I'm just gonna say. When was the last time you were there?
2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Recent.
Yeah. After a long break.
Shout out, Victor. Yes, after a long break, same thing. You know, it was my kid. My kid was like, man, we got to go back to that. And I was like, really? What struck you? Why do you got to go right now?
He's got the intuition.
It's ages later. Like, why we got to go right now? I'm like, it's fine with me. Like, we can definitely go. And so we went, sat down all professional and whatnot. And I got the spicier one this time. And it was just... I might go later.
Well, you should.
Maybe that's what I need today.
Okay.
Maybe that's gonna just melt the stress away.
Mellow you out.
That would be really good.
Yeah, they added like a new sushi menu as well.
It's a beautiful.
And they have a bar.
It's a beautiful setup now. It really is.
It's great.
Yeah, I like the setup.
It doesn't look cheap at all.
No. Hell no. No, they got the bar and there's people like busy all the time over there.
Yeah.
And they're still doing the daily. The noodle is daily.
Yep.
They're still doing it.
Yeah. They kept the old menu, but they added more.
Shout out, Cole. Yeah. Okay, so we got Apple off the top, not Elon. Thank God.
Yeah.
People are hitting their Elon limit. They're hitting their Elon breaking point. They're yelling at you. They're like, all right, well, we get it.
Yeah, I feel you.
You're a big Elon guy. Apple TV Plus growth slows in the U.S. while Netflix loses first place. How's Netflix going to lose first place?
I was very surprised. Can you guess? Which streaming platform?
For growth or for overall users?
This is for growth.
For growth.
Yeah.
Who's got like a hot show right now? I don't even know. I don't even know all the other streaming services. I mean, I guess you got the HBO, you got the Disney, and you got the Amazon.
Yeah.
Those come to my mind.
Uh-huh. Maybe, they're kind of all there.
They're all there. But then I remember reading Disney was slowing down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I'll go with Amazon?
You are correct.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Amazon Prime Video just barely edging out Netflix. I don't really watch a lot of it, but I know they're launching shows. I see them promote stuff. I see pre-roll videos, and they got a show coming out that is supposed to get your attention. What's the big show that they're doing right now?
I have no idea. Well, that's someone in the audience.
Someone tell us what the show they're promoting right now on, because I'll remember it as soon as you say it, on Amazon Prime, but... Again, the thing about Prime, which is not really fair, is the fact that there's other advantages to Prime. Prime does other things for you besides content.
Sure, yeah.
And so there's kind of like a baked-in double value proposition over there.
Mm-hmm.
In a new Just Watch research data, Apple TV Plus remained responsible for 6% of the streaming platform market share in the U.S. So these numbers, by the way, we're talking about total market share. The number is the same as the previous research results. But while Apple TV Plus barely grew, other streaming platforms gained more subscribers. Netflix used to be the streaming platform with the most users in the U.S., but that has changed recently. In the latest ranking, Netflix now second place with 20% of market share, coming right behind Amazon Prime Video at 21%. Another impressive growth was that of Paramount Plus. Their share increased 4-7, overtaking Apple TV Plus. Wow, you don't realize how small Apple's product is at the moment. Mm-hmm. Comparatively, for a giant like they are.
They have a lot of originals, too.
What is the problem with that? Like, why is it that hasn't taken... Are their shows no good? Are you watching those shows?
No, I have not.
Yeah.
But are they good? I'm not too sure. I'll give it a shot.
I feel like they were giving them awards, and I feel like, but I don't know how all that stuff works. Like award shows, sure. And anyway, so here's the list. Prime Video, 21%. Netflix, 20% of the market. Disney Plus, 15%. HBO Max, 14%. Hulu, 11%. Paramount Plus, 7%. Apple TV Plus, 6%. And the others grouped together equate to 6%. Now, you can see a nice little infograph, yeah, if you prefer the colors and stuff. I don't know what is... Oh, here we go. Here, because I was wondering, is this like amount of time watched, subscribers? Like, what is it really? It's the measured interest in SVOD services on Just Watch in the United States. Interest? It's a survey. Surveys are surveys. But no doubt, those are your major players. And for the first time, I guess, Netflix gets dethroned by Prime Video.
Yeah.
Oh, a double up. Let's double down on Netflix. Netflix's worst nightmare comes true as Peacock and Hulu team up to diss Love is Blind fiasco. Okay.
Were you...
Very vague. Like, okay. It feels like a bad dream. My exposure to Love is Blind. All I know about it is that on Twitter, people were saying it was a disaster.
Live stream.
That's about it. You couldn't watch it. It was a technical issue, right?
They didn't really say, but I'm... guessing it's a technical issue. They first tweeted out that they'll be back in 15 minutes, and then over an hour passed by, and then it started working for some the live streaming aspect. But now I feel like it's good. Since it's not live streamed anymore, it's just kind of like VOD. But yeah, I watched it.
Well, Netflix doesn't have the hugest track record with streaming, do they? I mean, I know they've started to stream some of these comedy shows.
Yeah.
I never partook in any of these experiences. I know people were saying, who was it? The Chris Rock one recently was kind of like watching a live sporting event almost. They had different people setting up different segments and...
Oh, okay.
Like a panel, but it is stream. Like live is hard, man.
Live is really hard.
You would know.
Well, it is very hard.
You would know. I mean, this is basically the same scope as Love. This is basically a Love is Blind live stream. What is the concept here of Love is Blind?
It's a game show where people go into the show into these pods to prove that they can fall in love without seeing each other.
Okay.
They just talk to
each other. I have an immediate question for you. Are there ugly people in it? Not that any person is ugly, but like, are there people that aren't traditionally good looking? Because otherwise, I guess what? Your love ain't blind. If you know every contestant is relatively good looking, I don't care if you're chatting without seeing each other.
But there are types, you know?
Will, don't mess with me on this. Don't go politically correct on me here. I'm saying, are there people that are like not typically attractive, good looking? I'm talking about like in magazine billboard terms. Are there people that are a little more unusual kind of?
So I've only watched the first and this season. They're average to good looking, I would say.
Average to good.
I wouldn't say that there's
not a single
unattractive.
Not a single ugly.
Yeah.
See, I'd watch if that was the case.
Okay.
And again, I'm not saying I'm the last guy to be like,
yeah,
I'm using ugly in the sense of traditional how people get. I'm all for the unusual.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you that. It's a lot of my favorite actors are people that they don't look like they fit the type.
Uh-huh.
So I'm all in support. I'm all for tons of opportunity for, and you know what? I'm not even going to say ugly. I'm going to say regular looking, because I'm out in the street. Like, I can't even believe some of this stuff because people are just looking too formulaic. Mm-hmm. They're looking too much like they were generated by Midjourney. All right. That those type of groups are selected over and over again. And I'm out in the street and I'm like, wait a sec. It's much more interesting. People are all quite different looking.
Sure. Yeah.
And I like that.
Dude, man, I feel like this show does play it safe. Like, there are average-looking people, but there is, like, a moment where they actually reveal themselves, and then they have to, like,
yes,
you know, talk. But it would be terrible if one person just completely walks away because the other was found unattractive. Like, it would just be so bad that I feel like they have to play it safe, the show. Just average looking to good looking. Mm. And then
they need to do like a market study. And then they come into the focus group. You're never going to see that paperwork. And they're like, we need everybody to sort of meet a particular standard in order for the show to function. It is weird. People's attraction to these type of shows. Like, this goes on and on, doesn't it?
Yeah, it keeps going.
Like, they keep coming with these type of shows. Late Sunday evening, 12,000 users reported experiencing problems with video streaming in Netflix's website and app. The company initially promised that the live reunion episode would be the first time ever users would be able to participate in deciding which question would be asked. Oh, a little like a live Q&A.
Yeah. There's dramas, you know.
Is there like a clip I can react to, or are we getting booted for that?
It's exactly what you think.
Oh, okay. You don't even want
it. It's like just people sitting on couches and they talk back and forth. And there's Nick Lachey, which is the host.
What? Are you talking about
98 Degrees, yeah. And his wife, Vanessa.
No, but he used to be married to
Jessica Simpson.
Yes.
Yeah, that didn't work
out. Didn't work out, okay. They had a show on TV at one time. So you're not going to let me watch the clip. But anyway, Netflix had technical issues, is what we assume. And then people got pissed on Twitter because they really need their Love is Blind
fix,
stuff.
And they were gone for over an hour, like trying to fix things.
Right. I'm sure they promoted it hugely. Let's see what their tweet said. They said, to everyone who stayed up late, woke up early, gave up their Sunday afternoon, we are incredibly sorry that the Love is Blind live reunion did not turn out as we had planned. We're filming it now, and we'll have it on Netflix as soon as humanly possible again. Thank you.
And sorry at the very end there.
What do they mean when they say, we're filming it now? They're doing it over?
They're just probably not going to do it live. They were just going to film it and then release it, like, the next day. But it ended up being live. Like, they kind of just went through technical hurdles and then just, because it started working for some people, we were able to watch it. But you can kind of tell other streaming companies were kind of putting them on blast, just subtly.
Peacock, yeah,
with the drama.
Oh, this is the Peacock Hulu teaming up. This is your headline.
Yeah.
So they owned
Very subtle. So which is kind of tasteful. I don't mind it.
Netflix got owned. Is that right, Will?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. It's a great title.
All right. Bravo got in on the ownage. Mm-hmm.
Blockonage.
Blockbuster got in on it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, this is outside my spectrum. You know, I can't speak on this. On the technical side, yeah.
On the technical side.
On the technical side, I think that...
You have thousands of people working on Netflix.
I think it's surprising that Netflix can't pull it off, and I think that they probably should figure out live, because they could really leverage that.
I think so.
Yeah, live could be cool on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
We could do this show live on Netflix.
Yeah.
They just got to show us the money, Will, right?
Yeah, we're ready.
Technical difficulties, episode one. Nobody can log on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just on calls the whole time.
Oh, right. I'm just stressed out.
Yeah.
iPhone 15 Pro action button to replace the role of volume buttons when performing a power off force restart. So there was the chat of like, oh, the solid state button. And then they were like, not the solid state button. And then they were like, action button. And then the watch had a button. And a lot of talk about buttons for the upcoming phone, Apple's upcoming iPhone 15 and 15 Pro Max models. Sorry, iPhone 15 Pro and Pro Max models will introduce a new button press combination to power off and force restart the devices, according to an anonymous source. On newer iPhone models such as a 14, the user currently powers off the device by simultaneously pressing the side button and either of the volume buttons, while the same buttons are used in either combination to perform a hard reset. However, with a mute switch, expect it to be dropped in favor of a potentially customizable action button. I know, everybody pour one out for the mute switch, which people love that switch.
Mm-hmm.
You get rid of the switch, you got the action button. I mean, action button is technically more capable, probably more less tactile. And
but that switch is really cool.
You see what I mean? You find it satisfying.
Very satisfying. Yeah.
There will now have to be a new role taken on by the volume buttons when powering off resetting for 15 models. The volume up and power button will no longer be used to power off the device or force restart it, claimed the leaker. Instead, you're gonna have to do a button combo, including this action button. The combination will be changed to action plus power button in order to achieve that. Probably this action button is going to do anything you want it to do. That'd be my guess. Or not, maybe not anything, but like a number of features. You want to launch into the camera app, or you want to start a workout. Or
Siri. No, I'm just joking.
You mean GPT.
GPT,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
Toggle my GPT. I want to toggle my GPT. Tim Cook, Apple CEO, was spotted at Coachella. What?
Yeah. I didn't think he would be at Coachella, but apparently he goes every year.
Timmy Cook? Timmy Cooks?
Yeah.
Jimmy Cooks. There oh, he and is. You got Eddie Q?
Eddie Q as well.
And they're just, they got special stuff though. Like, I mean, you see these badges.
They have their own walkway.
Yeah, they got special
stuff. I think
stuff
he was watching on. Frank Ocean.
What did he do? Did he do a piece? Is that what he did?
A piece?
Like did he do a peace sign or did he wave? What was it?
I think he did a peace.
It was a peace sign, wasn't it? Let's see. Here we go. Got a bottle of water. It's a peace. It's a two-finger casual with a water bottle in the other hand. His usual outfit, usual attire. It doesn't change for Coachella. Not like you, Will. When you went there, good Lord with the outfits. The risque type outfits you had going on. No, he doesn't. His outfit doesn't change. Does he enjoy the music is the question.
I think so.
He does.
Yeah. VIP access.
He enjoys the music. He
just goes overlooking the crowd.
Yeah.
And I thought he would be in Mumbai right now, or
he's going
in India.
He's on his way.
There's like a launch tomorrow.
He goes straight from store. Yeah, he goes straight from Coachella.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. He fly right out of there.
Yeah,
direct flight. You kidding? Private jets and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when you were doing this Coachella stuff? It's unbelievable.
It was a good time. I gotta say.
Remember when you were that age group?
You should go.
Remember when you were in that age group? No, you can't. You're not in the age group. You're old now.
Yeah.
You gotta.
I'm not allowed.
If you go now, you gotta have the Timmy Cook treatment, which is the badge. You gotta have the casual attire, and you gotta walk around there like professional status at your advanced age. At your advanced age.
Yeah.
I understand. Same goes for me. I mean, me actually, they just gotta. Completely separate ramp. They're like, keep this guy over there. I mean,
yeah. for us old guys, we get rent.
Making people uncomfortable over here.
What you, and a bunch of water.
I told you already. I don't even know how to go to a concert. I don't even know how to do it. I told you that before.
Where would you be?
If
like in the crowd.
If it's like a type of atmosphere which is a little bit smaller and there's some live music and stuff, I totally know how to do it. But if it's a huge group and we're all standing and we're kind of like shoulder to shoulder, I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay, for the small crowd, are you like at the bar or are you at a VIP section?
I'm moving. I'm moving. Why? What you mean I'm not using a later case? Get out of here. Look at this thing. You kidding me? That's a color. You didn't see the colorway yet. It's a coffee color over there. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
It smells like coffee.
No, if I go... Will, I don't know how to do it.
Okay.
I don't know how to do it. I'm shoulder to shoulder over there.
I don't blame you.
I'm shoulder to shoulder. Are you enthusiastic enough? Are you moving enough? Are you moving too much? Are you having a good enough time? Hey, man. You know, you tell me. You're at Coachella. You tell me. What are you doing? Are you jumping up and down? What are you doing? And what, which performance, like what's your proximity to the performance? That's what I want to know.
I did a little bit of both, going into the crowd, and then I'm mostly out in the field.
You're out. See, that's what I'm saying.
Watching afar.
That's what I'm saying. What are you going to do? You're fighting your way in there? That's a young man's sport.
Yeah. And it gets really tight and a bit stinky sometimes. For some reason.
What you mean
it's
for
really
some,
hot. It's in the middle of the desert.
A lot of people in there.
Yeah. There's some smells.
It's a young man's sport.
You gotta
be
aware of that.
Yeah, man.
You gotta get nose plugs.
You can't be going in there and throwing around. Like, look, Skunk Works agrees with me. He said, intimate shows are better, in my opinion. Movement Festival in Detroit isn't a huge banger, but it gets a bit thick at times. Getting a water is an adventure itself. That's what I mean. Like, I don't know that I'm trying to get squished. You know, well, I really don't think I am. I don't think I'm trying to get up against all these bodies.
Uh-huh.
I'm just being honest. I would go.
I agree with you.
I would go. If I go, I'm more casual. I'm with Tim Cook.
Yeah, with an entourage.
I'm with Tim Cook. I'm in the back. Replace all your clunky mobile accessories with the $40 Wonder Cube.
Wonder, kind of cool. Like.
Wonder Bread, Wonder Bar, Wonder Cube.
Yeah,
you're all. It's a Wonder Pack.
The trifecta.
Well, this looks like it's a bunch of different adapters and cables, but instead, it's in the form of a cube. If you have an iPhone, you probably keep a charger and USB cable close by. Yeah, probably. But what if you didn't have to? The Wonder Cube Pro is an all-in-one mobile key ring that packs 8 different accessories into one tiny unit. Footprint so small, in fact, it measures just 1 inch in every dimension, so you can easily keep it with your keys or attach to the zipper on your bag. Well, let's see what we get here. It's $40. It looks to me you have a USB A on one side, which flips up and folds up. Then you've got a Type-C on the other end, flips up, folds up, and 2 adapters which are housed in there as well. Including the ability to go to Lightning for your iOS device. What is this, a Kickstarter type deal? Or maybe it was at one time. It looks like it's just available right now.
Yeah.
$39.99 or a 2-pack for $79.99, which is a 32% savings.
I think it's just a really cool device.
Oh, wait a sec. You can also use it as a kickstand.
Yeah.
And here's what it looks like attached to a purse.
Looks like a little transformer.
We could do a short form piece of content.
Yeah, we should. It's pretty cool.
Let us do a short form piece of content.
Wonder Cube.
Or is that what we just did? We just made a clip.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, Justin, you make a good point. I'm 100% losing a piece of that in the first week.
Yeah. Doubles as a fidget spinner, too.
Small, easier to lose, can I tell you? The real Apple Mac folder wallet is a design triumph. That sounds so over the top.
Uh-huh.
Imagine I come into the studio and you're like, Lou, you need to see this new thing. It's an absolute triumph. I'd be like,
pass.
Easy, bud. Triumph. The perfect gift for any Mac fan. Okay, let's see. Oh, it's an actual wallet that looks like a file folder.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't mind it.
That's cool.
I don't think it's a Triumph, but I don't mind it.
Uh-huh.
A little baby blue color to it. Can I get a few cards in there? How do I get them out? Because, you know, I'm used to fancy contraptions to expel the cards.
Seems like there's a couple slots in there.
Yeah.
To keep it divided.
So I got to kind of, I just got to reach in and pull it out. Old school like that. I don't have a little switch at the bottom. I don't have a little pull tab. I got nothing.
Triumph. No, this is a simple wallet. Come on, man. Easy.
Farron says, listen up. I joined just to tell you to stop being so consistent. Trying to catch up.
Okay.
1 week behind. Thanks.
Thanks for the support.
Appreciate the support. I'm not sure if people agree with that. Have we ventured into too consistent? It's possible.
Yeah.
So the webpage here, it looks like a desktop. Looks like your desktop.
Yeah. I can't click anything, though.
How do I buy? How do you buy, Will? And what's the price?
I think you go to shop.
Okay. All right. We're over here on the shop. And 29. It's a lot of design. I feel like I'm being designed.
Yeah. Maybe it's not up here.
It's a lot of design. $49. Limited to 500. It'll take 5 to 6 weeks to ship. All right.
Is it real leather? And if so, how do they dye it this color?
Oh. You can get leather any color you want. Well, you didn't know that? You can dye it up. Leather's incredible material. Like
a purple or something?
Hell yeah. Wow.
All right.
Hell yeah.
It's a two-tone vegan leather.
Hell yeah. Okay, so it's not leather.
It's cool.
And I hate the term vegan leather.
You don't like it?
Not a fan. Just synthetic leather-like, something like that.
Make up a new name?
For people who don't know what the hell that means. The average person doesn't know what the hell that means. I mean, we're learning what it means now. They used to call it pleather. You know what happened to that?
Ugh.
Plastic leather.
The worst.
or maybe fleather, fake leather.
Ugh.
Made of fleather.
Just call it something else. Make up a new name.
Mm. Synthetic leather?
It's too long.
Mm-hmm. Oh, compared to vegan leather, it's the same length.
Don't call it leather. Call it something else.
Mm.
Like Alcantara, like that
kind of style. They tried that. They like to keep the word in because everybody knows the texture.
Oh.
Have you ever heard of Ultra Suede?
Yeah, I don't like those.
What about microfiber? Does that bug you?
Mm-hmm.
What about Alcantara?
Oh. Yeah, on. Actually.
Oh, yeah. Mind that. Oh, man.
Because it's a completely different new name.
Alcantara.
Yeah.
No, but Alcantara is legit. It's not fake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's Elon time.
We got to get it in there.
Willie's got to sneak his buddy in one time.
Just one.
Faux leather is another one. Elon Musk launches X.AI to fight ChatGPT. Woke AI says Twitter is break even. Well, the Twitter break even thing, he pretty much said during that past interview, the BBC interview.
Uh-huh.
The X thing we've been following a little bit with him having that URL, not doing much with it, and then that court case, which kind of exposed the fact that Twitter was considering itself under the umbrella of X.
Mm-hmm.
X is for everything in the world of tech billionaire Elon Musk. It's the name of his child with pop star Grimes. Yeah, you're right about that. It's also this new company called X.AI. The company is incorporated in Nevada on March 9th, where Twitter's parent X Corp is now registered, as first reported by the Wall Street Journal. And Elon Musk is listed as the sole associate.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going? You're going to see if it's up?
I just want to check out the site.
Is it up? No, you ain't got a site yet.
It's not there.
No site. X.com is there.
Yeah.
Elon Musk is listed as a sole director on the state filing. But it looks like there's somebody else. What is this? Jared Burchell is listed as secretary. He's the CEO of Musk's chip implant company, Neuralink. Bring the AI direct to the brain.
They're going to come hand in hand. Neuralink and Elon's AI.
Bring the AI directly to the brain. I want you to read the next guy's name for me because you're going to have too much fun.
Igor Babushkin.
Oh, I knew you were going to love it.
Yeah.
And I let you have it. I wanted to do it, but I let you have
it. Oh, you can say it as well.
No, I can't. It's a one-time deal. And I just love to see the joy in your face there, Will, as you have the pleasure of saying that name.
Yeah.
Can we get one more from you?
Igor Babushkin.
Oh, my goodness okay. gracious. Good love. It's a beauty. Somebody says, I preferred the word leatherette. Will? Leatherette.
Better.
Better.
But no leather. Take out the leather.
So Igor Babushkin is a Silicon Valley AI senior research engineer from Google's sister company DeepMind and has been hired to head the effort at X.AI. They're like, go get that guy. Mm. DeepMind engineer Manuel Croes is another key X.AI hire who co-authored the 2021 DeepMind paper, Launchpad, a programming model for distributed machine learning research. Oof, they're going for it. Purchased 10,000 GPUs. Got the name going, hired the key individuals. GPT, we be coming for you. And we put it straight to the brain with the Neuralink. We go straight in. See, look at the later case ad at the top of this page. See, the different colors, right? We have different colors.
Yeah.
And one of them is 28% off.
Okay.
What do you go for? You go just for the black one? I can't remember.
The black or... I would try the coffee. I think I've tried the coffee.
Pretty cool, right?
Yeah,
it's pretty cool. Google CEO says he doesn't fully understand how new AI program Bard works after it taught itself a foreign language it was not trained to and cited fake books to solve an economic problem. CEO Sundar Pichai admitted he doesn't fully understand aspects of Bard, notably the technology taught itself a language it wasn't programmed to learn. I don't fully understand how a human mind works either.
Yeah, fair. He's not wrong.
It's fair. They study that. They'll be studying that for a while, won't they?
Mm-hmm.
One of the big problems discovered with BART is something that Pichai called emergent properties, or AI systems having taught themselves unforeseen skills. Google's AI program was able to, for example, learn Bangladeshi without training after being prompted in the language. Well, yeah, because it can crawl around, learn for itself. First it will crawl and next it will walk. Be very afraid. It's like a child. Very easy to contain when they're crawling. They start walking and climbing. You're like, hey.
Yeah. They climb over boundaries.
Danger at every corner. Well, as it goes the same for AI. Well, right now it's crawling. It's in its infancy.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? When it starts to walk and talk.
Whoops. Singularity.
Like slipping on a banana peel?
Yeah.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. There's an aspect of this which we call, all of us in the field, call it a black box. You know, you don't fully understand, Pichai admitted. And you can't quite tell why it said this or why it got wrong. We have some ideas and our ability to understand this gets better over time, but that's where the state of the art is.
That's scary. But I'm glad that he's honest about it.
It was already like that with algorithms. You start talking about, oh, why is this video?
Yeah, the YouTube algorithm.
And then they would say, well, yeah. Can't tell you. We know a few things. We don't know everything.
Mm-hmm.
Algorithm knows algorithm.
And so even more reason to be skeptical and scared and nervous?
Well, you could look at it either way. You could say, well, it's great that there's transparency here, that you're seeing these leaders basically admit they don't come in here and lie and claim that they know all the consequences of the thing. But then at the same time, you could see it in the apprehensive way of, well, who the hell does know then if it ain't you or your people or people closely related to the project or whatever else it is? But that's the thing about this whole machine-on-machine action is I think it's going to be very difficult to keep tabs on it because it's a lot of stuff going on that's not necessarily having the degree of human involvement that it used to have.
Mm-hmm.
So there's actually nobody...
Where are the guardrails?
Really watching it, capable of watching it in a way that we've observed previous technologies. It's not really the way that it works.
But making a new language, wow.
Well, no, there's just learning. It learned Bangladeshi.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Survey, 97% of teachers use ChatGPT to develop lesson plans. What? 97% of teachers? They're like, hey, kids, you can't use it.
But we can.
Uh-huh. Hey, kids, that's cheating.
Except for us.
A new survey by Intelligent.com shows how the artificial intelligence application called ChatGPT is pervasive in school curriculum as teachers increasingly use it to develop lesson plans and students embrace it to do their homework. Downtown Seattle-based company, which is privately funded by unknown entities, assists students through their study challenges, college application process, as well as navigating financial aid. The company said it surveyed 1,000 teachers and found that 8 in 10 teachers approve of students using ChatGPT, and nearly all teachers are using it to help them manage their work. Here's the key findings of this particular survey, which is just a particular survey from a company called Intelligent.com with about 1,000 responses. 95% of teachers surveyed said they were aware of ChatGPT. 98% use ChatGPT. Well...
95.
Well,
I think it's 95% or 98 of the 95%. Does that make sense? Why are you looking at me like? Hey, say something.
I like your squeaky mic when it is an awkward moment and all that's left is... It's like, it reminds me of the meme, like...
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm a little skeptical of all this now, just based on the way this has been presented. And also, there was a line earlier that already got me going a little bit when they're like, the downtown Seattle-based company privately funded by unknown entities. I'm like, guys. And then just the numbers in general. 98% of teachers are using ChatGPT. Will? What? I know some teachers that aren't.
Maybe using it is like
trying it out
instead of using it for like a regular daily session.
Okay. All right. The survey also revealed that 97% of teachers were frequently or sometimes using ChatGPT to write lesson plans, while 93% of them were using it to help grade and provide feedback to students. 91% of teachers were using it to write their emails. Come on, dude. Really?
I don't know. Like, maybe it's just so easy and prevalent that it's like a drug. Everyone's using it.
All right.
Like microdosing or something.
All right. Okay. All right. Whatever you say, Will.
So take it with a grain of salt.
Or don't. Or don't.
Yeah.
Listen, Will chose it. He approves of it. And but he stamps it.
Like, how many people in the chat use ChatGPT? You know?
But this is, all we do is talk about ChatGPT. Obviously, it's going to be high here.
Of course, yeah.
Constantly advertising it.
But if kids are using it, like students, then it would be high, you know, percentage of teachers knowing about it and possibly using it themselves.
Okay.
It might not be 97%. I don't know.
Might be 70. Might be 79.
But I would say they would use it more often than not.
Thanks, Will.
Okay.
Shout out later verse. Yes, the weather is nice. Will, when is the community meetup happening?
It will be happening at a McDonald's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Everyone can get chicken Big Macs?
No. Let's not. Let's not, please.
Walmart reveals a new Google TV 4K streaming box with an enticing price tag. Ooh. It looks like an Android version of Apple TV. Kind of. Obviously, you see a lot of these remotes and stuff, but like more or less, that's what it is. Except you can bet your boots it's going to be some savings on it. Mm. The remote seems to have all the buttons you might want on it. A dedicated YouTube button, Netflix button, Disney Plus, and even a Paramount Plus moving up the leaderboards. Mm-hmm. What are you looking at over there?
I was just looking at that remote control, see if it's...
Similar?
Similar, but it's not.
This is from a Vizio TV. It has Vudu, Netflix, Prime Video, Redbox, Hulu. This is an older remote. I mean, all remotes sort of look like that, but this one looks smaller. Slender is another thing. But you see the Google Assistant button up there, which I like.
Yeah.
The new on-streaming box features 4K Dolby audio and a new chip with AV1 decoding support. And the price? Under $20. Wow. The new on Google TV box 4K streaming. Jeez. Just under? So what, $19.99? Listed on Walmart's site. Okay, click over there. $19.88. Even better. Good Lord, this stuff has gotten cheap. Man. $19.88. It has all your streaming needs. It's got 4K resolution, and it's tiny. And you can turn any TV into... Well, I guess Roku helped drive the price down. Chromecast itself helped drive the price down. $29.98. But you know what's cheaper than $29.98? $19.88.
Yeah. $88 as well.
Cool. Samsung also announced something new. How about a 98-inch QLED TV, but for a mid-range price? Are we ready for bigger, even bigger TVs like 70 and 86, 88? Not big enough, Will. Go 98. Put a 98 right here, what I look at.
Yeah, I think that's...
Right up to your chin.
Okay. How much is it then?
Well, what do you think is a mid-range price if you're talking about something that big? Yeah, I want you to throw out your Samsung. That's right.
I would say 7 to 8K, like $1,000.
Hmm. Interesting choice.
Yeah.
Team, this TV is aimed at competing with the upcoming Sony X90L full array LED LCD TV, also coming in a 98 inch size. There's also already TCL at that scale.
Are you
QM8?
Are you upset with the fact that it's not 100 inch? Why can't they go 100 inch? Why 98?
It's interesting.
Just
right?
Go all the way.
My understanding is that, you know, the when it comes to manufacturing these things at scale and with quality control, that like every inch matters. But I agree with you. We're so close.
Yeah. Might as well, right?
Go to 100.
Oh, it also can't be hung on the wall?
Why not?
It has like a stand.
Yeah, you can remove it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay.
Wow, okay.
Get to scrolling, Will. There we go. $6,000. Wow.
Oh, okay.
No, $6,000 is for the TCL. The Samsung's going to be $10,000.
Oh, all right.
So you were not super far off on your guess.
Yeah.
But you got to understand, the 98-inch TVs used to be like $30,000.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So it's a huge decrease. Is it enough to get people excited? There's a previous model. These was $40,000. The QN100B Neo QLED TV.
This one here. Jeez, that thing is enormous.
Yeah, well, I mean, you've seen 70, you've seen 88, and you can imagine 98.
Mm-hmm. I guess it'd be really heavy, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In terms of features, the Q80C will have QLED TV, full array, local dimming, VA panel, step down in brightness compared to mini LED, obviously. It's not going to be the highest end spec.
Mm-hmm. But good enough.
Yeah, I think it'll be good enough for most people. The TCL that's already out has already dropped in price since its launch. When the TCL launched a 98 inch, it was $84.99. And now it's down to $6,000. So,
I mean, yeah, they're getting cheaper. If you want like a movie theater experience,
it's coming down. I think it's going to come down even further, though. I'll just put that out there.
Okay.
I mean, it's not like some revelation. It always does. It always becomes more affordable. And the TV, these TV dudes are running out of ways to sell you stuff. They're like, new technology, OLED. I go tell people, I'm like, OLED, it looks great. And, you know, mini LED or whatever. But I think that the scale thing is something that's so easy to understand.
Yes, it's just and
like,
price.
So it's like, oh, you want to watch the Super Bowl? There's a big one. I'll take the big one.
Yeah, yeah.
And
all this technology, it's like, don't worry about it. Just give me the size.
It's just hard to articulate it or to really, you know, really present it in such a way that's applicable to everyone, that everyone would get.
Uh-huh.
That's been the difficulty. But there, for the record, there is merit to, like, these other TV technologies are superior.
Yes.
Put that in there. Swedish microcar maker. Lovely. 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 Have you ever had that happen where someone calls you love?
Yeah.
Where they, like, you know, they would go, well, what will you be having, love?
I love that term.
Love?
Yeah. It's such a... or hun?
You're a big hun.
Yeah. At like a diner or something.
You're a big hun.
It's really old school and it's really comforting.
You're a big hun.
Yeah.
You're a big hun. You're a big love.
Yeah.
All right.
Big fan.
The IKEA of tiny electric cars is what they're calling this thing. This, to me, looks like a nightmare and an accident. I'll tell you that right now. But that's fine. You're only going to drive it on little cobblestone European streets. You're practically a pedestrian.
Mm-hmm.
A light urban vehicle. Shout out, Orobot 99. Lovely derives its name from love, which stands for light urban vehicle. Sets a tone for what they're going after. Small cars designed for city use. First vehicle, the Lovely O, has specs intended to work perfectly for an urban dweller. The whole vehicle weighs just 837 pounds. Oh my God. Wow. A fifth as much as a 4,000-pound passenger car like the Tesla Model 3, resulting in lower manufacturing emissions, and its lightweight means it can be tremendously more efficient with an energy consumption on the order of 60 watt hours per kilometer, 2 to 4 times better than a full-size electric car. I mean, if you're in the type of environment, Will,
mm-hmm.
you're moving around in the urban center, you want the small unit for the parking and such, and you don't need a tremendous top speed
mm-hmm.
or a tremendous range, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and the batteries are removable.
Huh.
I'm just going to go to the site here.
Designed in Sweden for urban life everywhere. Is that Sweden? Why is it looking like South America or something? Did they move it somewhere else for those videos? Yeah, well, they have a whole aesthetic going on, obviously. Priced from 10,000 euros.
Yeah, a two-seater.
Should we order one up just to get around this place?
Yeah.
This place is an urban environment, isn't it?
Yeah, it's cool.
All right. Yeah. Mercedes, this is on the other end of the spectrum here. Mm-hmm. Well, you went from one place to the next. Mercedes Maybach unveils first all-electric model in the EQS 680 SUV, complete with its own fridge. So this is like the electric version of the current Maybach SUV.
Uh-huh.
So it's going to cost like $300,000. And... it is. There's going to be, and it's got a carbon footprint to go with it.
Yeah.
At least on the manufacturing side. Does it have the reclining seats in the back beside the fridge? It must, right?
Yeah.
You got some photos for me here, Will?
Yeah. This might not be the best.
Not the best, hey?
Sight here.
Mm. Oh, there you go. You got 8 photos. Let's see the 8. So, of course, in Maybach, you got to have the two-tone.
Mm-hmm.
On the side panels and the roof, you have to have some chrome accents. The grill, Maybach-esque, but of course, it's artificial at this point since we're talking about an electric vehicle. Maybach styling on the wheels. Here we have like an above kind of view. The shape of it.
Does it look a bit hearse-y?
I would say, like it looks hearse-y. That's what comes to my mind.
But, I mean, it's the interior that really matters.
Yeah, a vehicle like this, I think the gas-powered equivalent looks better, the existing Maybach SUV, but whatever. It's probably really efficient. You know, they got to start thinking about drag coefficient with these electric cars.
Yeah. Let me find another website.
You're not happy.
Because
you're not happy.
I think Moto Trend had a better one.
Better images?
Yeah.
Hmm. Have they not just listed it on their website at this point, or... Oh, 28 photos.
They have interiors.
Shout out Moto Trend. They have the hosting capabilities
uh-huh.
for 28 photos. Yeah, this is the back seats. So you're reclining, get your tablet for all your controls, big center console section. The refrigerator is going to be in the middle. This is the electric equivalent of what they've been doing on the gas side. You got the wireless charger in the middle there. Right in front of that, your champagne glasses, which click down and stay like locked in. Cup holders in front of that. Those cup holders heated and cooled. Displays. You got the pillow on the headrest. You know how this goes, Will.
Oh, it's great.
We had the Maybach in here. You remember.
It was such a fun time.
Yeah, that's the SUV version over here.
And the steering. Like, it was very easy to steer.
Oh, the power steering, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, we spun around in that baby. Who knows? Maybe we'll get our hands on this one. Do it in electric style. What are they saying for range and stuff like that? I need to know. What can I say? Or are they saying anything?
There should be.
First of all, they're talking about all the luxury before they give you the bad news, which is like, yeah, it can only go. Oh, there you go. 373 miles. Which is actually, when you think about it, can you give me KMs on that? 373 in KMs. It is a big, heavy SUV. I doubt the efficiency is going to be there, but I care about the total range.
That's really good. That's pretty good.
I think. No, but you can get the regular Mercedes version of this. It already exists. You don't have to get the Maybach version of it.
But it'll be even... more quiet with the electric.
Silent.
Yeah.
Imagine the luxury. Ooh. Imagine yourself in this luxury. Tesla Model 2 imagined with Roadster. New Model 3 styling. With a facelifted 2024 Model 3 now out in the open. Well, we showed some images of it. This could be the closest look yet at the anticipated Model 2. Wait, what? That front end looks amazing. It looks like the Taycan.
Yeah.
But what is that? That looks like it's like plastered onto. Oh, there we go. Will, you could spin around in it.
This looks really cool.
You could get your hatchback.
The new front.
You get your hatchback going. You get the Roadster front end. This is you.
This is really nice. I really like the rendering.
You got to trade your Model 3 for that. That's all you need.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't mind.
Okay. What is all that camo on those images next to it?
I think we talked about the leaked images of the new Model 2.
Correct. But what is it? Oh, like
the zebra,
yeah, okay.
Pattern.
Yeah, maybe that's it. That doesn't look as good. I know that's the purpose of the camo, but the front end looks a little fatter on the camo version versus what the way they rendered it here. Whichcar.com.au.
Those look like the same headlights of the Model 3, so I don't know.
Yeah, you don't see as many hatchbacks, like little hatchbacks anymore, do you? Not as many. It's always a crossover. There's a lot of crossover type deals.
But at least you have a lot of trunk space, if that's the case, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Cool.
Is there any more details? No, I guess that's it.
Our renderings here show the Model 2 as a hatchback, and we wouldn't be surprised to see a small SUV version, perhaps the Model Z, join it later. Continuing the themes established with the new Roadster, if it ever launches, and the facelifted Model 3, we've given the Model 2 a sharp and slender headlight design. So they've gone in there and kind of done their own...
tweaking.
Yeah, tweaking, and I think they did a good job. I think they should be hired immediately, and I think the car should go into production.
Yeah, just takes 5 years.
Set. Diagonal sleeper car design, innovative solution to increase comfort and space on an overnight train. Why do I gotta be diagonal? Oh, I see how it goes. So you have the nice aisle to get through there. Some standing room, some sitting room, and then like a little ladder to go up top. It's kind of like bunk beds, isn't it?
Yeah. It's nice to kind of relax like horizontally on a train or a bus.
Dude, I'm trying to get horizontal when I'm traveling. Every time. Just to be able to move around a little bit, to change your posture.
Yes.
To not be confined to the thing. Although the train isn't as bad because you can kind of walk around, I guess, the overnight train. But I always kind of wanted to do an overnight train experience.
Do it in Japan.
I might do it.
Can you just do that?
I'm thinking about doing it, and I'll let you guys know. Wait, we got a super chat for 22 euros. What does that say?
Shout out, Lou. Aerobot 99. Shout out.
Oh wow. 22 euros. That's no joke, man. Yeah. I could buy a ticket on a sleeper train.
Yeah.
Yeah. This design for a sleeper car not only makes it a bit more comfortable for those who will be spending overnight in this space, but it also lets the train itself increase the number of seats per car. What they did was to design coupe capsules with two tiers that are angled diagonally to create a herringbone structure. Each car is separated by a wall and a curtain to give each occupant a sense of privacy.
It's like a little room. You got like the curtain as well?
I'm good, man. I'm fine with it.
You got a nice view?
But some of these things get crazy if you start watching this stuff on YouTube.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Some of the existing cabs that you can get in those things, you like, got, they are actually little apartments.
Yeah. You got space underneath for your luggage?
Somebody here says, I did San Antonio to LA, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. There's something so relaxing and kind of mellow about an overnight train.
And having your own space. In that train.
Absolutely.
A little bit of real estate.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
An overnight train to nowhere.
Very comforting.
A spiral in the sky amazes Alaskans. It looks like a space tornado.
Uh-huh.
You gonna play the video? Yeah. What? I see. Uh-oh, alien, for sure alien.
No.
Guaranteed alien.
That looks like AI.
That's what aliens do. Many Alaskans witnessed a strange spiral moving through the night sky late Friday and early Saturday morning. This is Anchorage, late Friday night. A strange spiral moving through the sky over the state. Some folks say it looked like an alien spaceship or a portal to an alternate universe. It's amazing, all of our fiction. Just pops in. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Probably a portal. I watched enough portal content with portals in it.
Probably a fast-moving portal.
Gotta be a portal.
Yeah.
After doing some online research, this phenomenon appears to be a rocket engine exhaust from SpaceX Transporter 7 mission that launched on the Falcon 9 about 3 hours earlier in California, said space physicist Don Hampton. Now, you're going to see more of this now. Huh. Once you got the space company.
Satellites. Rocket engines.
Yeah.
Debris.
Yes. Really. And just more, oh, that's just SpaceX again. And then eventually we're going to look at the sky and not even really examine it because we're going to be like, it's just SpaceX doing SpaceX stuff.
Yeah.
NASA doing NASA stuff.
Yeah. But
until
very
we get
eerie.
Green guy, until we get an actual green guy, and we're like, oh, I don't even know what happens with that. If green guy shows up, I don't even know how people respond to that.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. McDonald's is upgrading its burgers. Get out of here.
Yeah.
How?
A bunch of stuff.
I say how.
A bunch of stuff.
McDonald's, which has been focusing on upgrading its core items to boost sales, is rolling out a series of changes designed to improve its signature burgers. Buns will be softer, cheese gooier, onion will be added to patties right on the grill, and the Big Mac sauce, there will be more of it. We found that small changes like tweaking our process to get hotter, meltier cheese and adjusting our grill settings for better sear added up to a big difference in making our burgers more flavorful than ever, said Chef Chad Schaefer, Senior Director of Culinary Innovation of McDonald's USA. In a statement Monday, the upgrades apply to the Big Mac and the McDouble Burger, as well as the classic cheeseburger, double cheeseburger, and hamburger. I thought you were going to say, I'm going to get like a different, like a bigger patty or something. This is just
These are minor changes.
This is just a guy saying everything's better. I've been doing my job. This is a guy who comes on and he goes, I've been doing my job. Everything's better.
Uh-huh.
I'm the chief culinary guy of innovation.
Yeah.
At McDonald's. I've been doing my job because guess what? Everything's getting better. Buns are going to be softer. Cheese is going to be hotter. You come to one of my stores, buns are going to be softer. Cheese is going to be hotter. Come to one of my stores. Couple extra sesame seeds on the bun, onions on the grill. Come to one of my stores.
Yeah. I get it. But these
buns are going to be softer. Cheese is going to be meltier.
These minor changes, I think, will really be helpful. Because you don't want hard cheese on melted cheese.
How do you know what I want?
That's the worst.
How do you know what I want?
Well, you want the...
What I want...
Super cold.
I just want to change the bun to patty ratio. I just want to have a slightly bigger patty. Not bigger,
bigger
bun.
Bigger patty.
Yeah. I want a bigger bun.
Yeah, yeah.
A bigger patty on there.
But more sauce? You can get with that.
In the case of the Big Mac?
Yeah.
Well, the thing was, you were telling me that you had the chicken Big Mac and you didn't have enough sauce. So I feel like this was your actual complaint.
Yeah, this might actually work out for me.
But like on the other hand, I feel, you know, like if you look at the other, because wait a sec, on a Big Mac, it's only the one sauce. There's nothing else going on.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you look at like the hamburger has multiple sauces, doesn't it? It has mustard and ketchup.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Slight tweaks.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, listen. We'll see how it goes.
Okay. That was the last one. But did you want to answer the poll of the day?
Sure.
On a deserted island
for
a week? Mark Zuckerberg, Jeff Bezos, Tim Cook, or Elon Musk? Who would you spend time with?
Oh, I'm trapped with only one other guy.
Yeah. He will be your partner for a week.
1 week on the island, and I got Elon, Jeff,
Tim,
and Mark.
Mark, yeah.
I mean, do we know it's a week? Like, or does it just end up a week? Like, are we unsure of the future? This matters because I got to figure out who might try to kill me.
So you'll be...
Like, we know we're getting out. Like, we know for sure. Are we being observed? Like, we know we got a boat is on its way on a Tuesday.
Yeah, it's a heavy storm, it's coming in a week.
Do we have food and supplies, or we got to...
No, it's island. Deserted island.
We gotta hunt
You got to make a hut.
Got to hunt and make
you
a hut.
You have to share a bed.
Hunt, make a bed. I have the okay. Well, wasn't Zuckerberg always shooting arrows?
So he's more of a hunter?
Well, he's into the archery. You never saw that?
No, but can he craft the bow?
He's always in Hawaii.
Okay.
Shooting arrows.
You want Zuck?
He's in Hawaii shooting arrows.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Is Elon ever out in the woods? Is he ever out in the survival?
Well, he's number one right now.
No, I know he's number one. They just like him the most. But I don't feel like people are properly considering the question. Who do you see in the woods that's actually going to, you know, and I understand anybody can shift and kind of
But who's the most, like, nature friendly?
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I would go with that. I would go for...
But then it's like, are you really worried about your survival, or are you just trying to hang out with somebody that is fun or funny or you like? If you're not, this is a tough question.
Yeah, memes don't matter in the survival.
Exactly. If it's really about life or death.
Yeah.
Then it's a different consideration than if you know you're getting rescued and you just got to kill a week and you're having a time.
Mark is the youngest. So, I mean, he's not frail.
And Jeff's always on the boat over there.
Bezos is pretty big.
He's ripped. He's jacked. And he's always on the boat over there. But I don't know, because he's not going to have his supplements when he's out there.
Yeah, he might weaken.
He might shrink.
Severely in the first 2 hours.
I'm just joking. I'm not making any kind of accusation here. It's alleged.
I think Tim might be good for just mental groundedness.
I know he goes out for walks, but
yeah.
Just give me a clip. Give me a quick search. Zuckerberg archery. Give me a quick. I feel like this man is going to be hunting right away. And then, yeah, look at him. Look at him go. He's throwing spears. He's doing archery. And also, he's smoking the meats. Now tell me me who else you have evidence is doing that. Just give me some evidence. Oh boy. Is that who is that?
That is him.
That Zuck? Man, he's kitted. That's
he
not
He looks
him.
So different.
That's not him, is it? He's kitted up. No way. Midjourney. Is that him?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, dude. I don't know. Sure, more dude. Points for him. The guy looks capable.
So you go with Zuck for a week.
The guy's looking capable. Look at him kitted out. Can you find me the other guys looking this way?
I mean, Bezos on a boat. He's pretty ripped.
No,
he can carry logs.
What's he going to do, wrestle the hogs?
No, he can carry logs around to make a hut or something. He has the strength.
I can only go based on the evidence I have in front of me here.
You go with Zuck.
I can only go based
on his form.
I can only go based on the evidence I have in front of me here. And when you see him with the backpack and the bow, that's
okay, fine.
I mean, unless you're going to show me a picture, a Bezos picture like that.
Yeah. Well, he's the lowest in the poll.
Because they just like him the least.
Yeah.
You didn't ask me who I'm hanging out with. You asked me who's going to make sure I survive.
Well, that's what I mean. Deserted island, partner for a week.
So
you're going to hang out with them, but you're also needing to survive with them.
Yeah.
And cuddle for warmth.
Honestly, probably if this was a reality and I didn't have a screen in front of me and I wasn't trying to look at this incredibly analytically, I'd probably just say Elon, because out of the group, I'd probably just hang out with him.
Yes.
Like, I understand why they're answering it that way, but I feel like when you put a question like this in a poll, what you really are asking is like, hey, make the case for each one.
Yeah.
And in his case,
it's up for discussion.
In his case, I really feel like there's actually the most evidence that he'd be interested in something like that. Zuckerberg.
Mark? Okay. Yeah.
From this. Now type Elon Musk archery. Let's see.
Who knows? No way.
Really? Dude, he's been hanging out with Rogan in the past. Elon Musk.
So he did archery once.
Wait. He's so busy. I don't think so. Jeff Bezos archery? Let's try that.
Well, it doesn't have to be archery.
No, I know, but it's just an example.
Could it be like a trap or something?
Okay, put that in.
Yeah, I don't think he's done any archery, but look at that. He looks like a drill sergeant or something.
Yeah, but you may strangle you in your sleep as well. Like, if he's lacking protein, he's coming for your protein. Yeah. Allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Somebody says, what if it was a Brokeback Mountain situation? Then who's your pick? Yeah.
Another day.
Thank you very much, everybody, who joined here today. Thank you to those that join us live on a frequent basis. Thank you to those that join us after the fact. Thank you to those of us that watch our clips. We truly do appreciate it. Thank you for spending Monday with us. See you tomorrow. Later.